Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, you know something, man, today may be a day where you just don't want to go to work, and if you've decided this is your last day at work,
okay,
might I suggest you do what this guy did at Popeye's. He didn't want to work at Popeye's anymore, which I don't understand. I hear the chicken's amazing.
Well, I'm sure the chicken's amazing, but after a while, it's a grind, no matter what.
I don't know, man.
Dude, the last time I went to a Popeye's, there was a fight going on with all the employees.
Oh, I didn't. So it's a lot. You're saying it's a lot of stress in that chicken.
It's a very stressful job. Wow. You got to get that chicken perfect. There's a high expectation of delicious chicken at Popeye's.
Well, this guy apparently he had it. So he quit. But he did it in a very unique way. He walked in and sang a song in front of the entire place as his way of quitting.
So I got an announcement. So I'm quitting my job today.
Hey, let him know you're about to quit.
Just love. Apparently, that's his cousin who's filming it.
Yeah.
AKA his Flavor Flav to his Chuck D.
Yes.
He don't want to work here no more.
That's what he's saying.
I quit this bitch.
He is out.
Can somebody please bring him into a studio and record that?
Yeah,
I want a better quality version of that song.
That is fantastic.
The best part is his now former coworkers, I'd imagine. A couple of them are walking up, like cleaning up, and they're all dancing, having a time of their lives to this song.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we don't want to work here either, but we got bills to pay.
Wait, so now who's going to cover his shift? That's the thing.
He's shift. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Cover his shift.
There's that guy. Look at that guy just dancing.
Oh, yeah. That is fantastic. The video is really awesome.
Definitely went out in style.
Yeah, you know, you guys familiar with the Johnny Paycheck song, Take This Job and Shove It?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he Johnny Paycheck.
And
shove it. I ain't working here no more.
That guy dancing again.
Yeah, they're all just having a great time dancing. Oh, there's another dancer.
No, that was the manager telling him to leave, and I think she was getting on her phone to call the cops.
Oh, really?
That's what it looked like. Or call somebody.
Yeah. I mean, that's the, you know, and he had the microphone. Is he going through their own speaker system?
No, I'm not sure.
He had a wireless mic. It was like, I didn't know they had wireless mics.
I have a feeling that his cousin brought a speaker with him.
Yeah, maybe they just brought their own little karaoke boombox and just went down with it.
Mm-hmm.
See, his cousin, man, gets it done.
You don't want to work here no more.
I quit this bitch.
I think there are a lot worse ways to be leaving a job. You know, I think she's lucky, that manager, that's just the way he left. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to do any cleanup. He's not really...
The best part also, I mean, there's a lot of great parts from his cousin being the hype man, to the dancing coworker, to the fact that he showed up wearing his full Popeye's gear.
Yes!
and sang with his apron on, and then took the apron off and started using it kind of like as like a swinging device.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, swinging around his head, old school style. Like, hey, I'm taking off my clothes like a stripper.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a video online where a bunch of guys stand in the middle of a rodeo and let a bull run into them at full speed. It's some kind of game where the guy who lasts the longest wins.
It's called Extreme Morons.
Of course, it doesn't go well as a couple of guys get tossed 10 or 15 feet through the air. That's never good.
He is not happy.
We have a winner?
Yeah.
Are we sure, or do we have a loser?
Dude, this is happening at rodeos, and they've got people doing play-by-play like you just heard. What is the prize for this?
Oh, my. Apparent broken ribs, probably?
Yeah, that's insane.
I bet chicks dig it. I'm watching that first one. Did you see that guy? Okay, yeah, so we got to post this video. I mean, this guy.
He went flying.
He goes, like, at least 10 feet.
Damn.
Another texter's probably right.
City folks just don't get it.
Again, a couple of these dudes get tossed 10 or 15 feet in the air. I want to know what the prize is. I really, really do.
Probably like a free beer.
Jeez, yeah, you're right.
Because they're drunk. I mean, when you're drunk, all right, I'll let a bull hit me.
Yeah, dude. That's what's so amazing about this country. I don't even know where to go for that kind of entertainment. I didn't even know that thing existed, that you could actually go to a show and watch people get hit, just regular people get hit by bulls.
Because I like watching bull riding, but I don't know how those guys are the ones that dress up as the clowns and then jump into a barrel or whatever to get the bull away from hitting the guy that was riding it. Like, that's...
Yeah, dude, that's nuts.
But if you're the bull, you're probably like, yeah, man, finally.
Finally, no more.
I'm encouraged to hit this guy.
No barrels.
Let's do this. I'm going to go on beast mode on this guy.
Wow. That's insane.
Somebody says they've been doing this for years.
Damn.
It's called rodeo poker.
Rodeo poker. And do the texters know what the prize is?
No, person says it's called cowboy poker.
I need to know the prize. I need to know.
I got to imagine it's a cash prize.
I hope so.
Or bragging rights.
I hope so.
I won cowboy poker.
See, that's and I'm not that kind of guy. I will never be wired.
Girls that are okay with cowboy poker, if you know what I mean.
Well, I guess
it's probably a turn on to some chicks.
What if you get hit in the poker?
Well, then you know what? You're out of action.
You're out of action.
A minute.
Damn.
So the first prize is dinner with your cousin.
There we go.
City folks just don't get it.
I totally don't get it. You're absolutely right. All right, got a story about authorities in New Jersey say a woman got angry at a cable TV worker and then left the employee stranded up in the air. It's not clear what this dispute was about, but the cops say that a 59-year-old woman reportedly turned off the worker's truck while she was up in the aerial lift and ultimately leaving this other woman stuck in midair.
Oh, crap. You're telling me that when you turn the truck, that thing doesn't have a battery power that...
I guess not.
Man, I mean, they might want to rethink those things for this purpose.
Damn.
What a jerk.
Yeah. Of course, she was charged with harassment, false imprisonment. Oh, because, she kept her trapped up there. That's imprisonment.
And then she had to switch to Dish.
Yeah.
I mean, are you really going to stay with cable after that story?
I don't know. I mean, these people just doing their job. I don't know what you'd be mad at them for, unless that particular person was a jerk to her. But
maybe
still.
She was late. You know, maybe that 5-hour window wasn't enough.
I know, that is tough.
And she showed up at the 7th hour.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
My dad works for cable company, and he's told me horror stories about just how people can be just awful, awful human beings.
Yeah, my friend, I see her Facebook post. She could write a book about the jackass customers that she has to put up with. And she's like one of the nicest, sweetest people I know. So I know, and I know Juan's a super great guy. He gives me fruit snacks. It's clear that you can't be a bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, the children he puts out is a problem, but he's a good guy.
I don't know. My brother's pretty decent.
Yeah, your brother's okay.
Dad likes watching Alf, so there again, another strike in his favor.
Yeah. Right?
Another strike in his favor. Nice mixing metaphor.
It works. I'm tracking.
Jesus.
It's Friday, BJ.
Strikes are never in your favor.
If you are the pitcher, it is.
Strike 3! Take your base!
Isn't it good in bowling?
Yeah, boom. I'm talking bowling terms.
Oh, is that what you're? Oh, is that what you're talking bowling terms?
Yep.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what
we're
like doing.
Airstrike.
Yeah, because that's what they say in bowling.
An airstrike.
Yeah.
If it's on your side, it's in your favor.
Three strikes, your favor.
What, you're telling me a strike's not in the favor of the pitcher?
Yeah, it's in the favor of the pitcher. Yes, it is. Not in favor of the guy, though. They don't say three strikes, you're on, or three strikes. It's usually three. Hey, how about the sexiest jobs?
Ooh.
All right, you ready for this?
Cable guy.
Cable guy is the sexiest job.
Pizza right. guy.
We're listing things that provide awesome, fun stuff for us.
Okay, I can see. Listen, I mean, anybody that brings me
strip
food
club
is,
DJ. Yeah.
Look, if there's a woman that brings me food, she's very sexy.
I agree.
I'll tell you that right now. These are the sexiest jobs for men and women. And yes, as you would imagine, they include bartenders. Therapists on the list.
Well, the therapist in Lethal Weapon's hot.
I haven't seen her. The TV show?
Oh, yeah.
I remember the Sopranos therapist. I forget the actress's name, but she was, she was always attractive. You always thought. And Tony actually tried to pull a move once in a while. She wasn't having it.
The therapist kind of reminds me of the sexy librarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's it. Yeah, for me.
And lawyers.
Yeah.
They're sexy lawyers. That's a fact. This is according to a dating app called Badu. What the? Have you ever done Badu, Vicky?
No, I have not.
B-A-D-O-O.
Badu.
Nope.
Okay, we haven't even heard of these people, and somehow they're putting out surveys. How do they get to put out a survey? Nobody even knows who they are.
As long as you have a website, you can put out a story.
Well, they're an app, and they went through their data to figure out what jobs attracted the most dates. See, I got to wonder, what is Badu? If it's more like Tinder or Grindr or something, that's a whole different, it's a whole different clientele.
It says you can make new friends, chat, flirt. I think it's a little bit of everything.
Oh, flirt means you can F. Oh,
I'm curious what kind of people are on this app that nobody's heard of.
It's been around since 2006.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, I'm guessing what happened is because they have offices in like London, Malta, Moscow. I'm guessing it was popular in other cities and countries. And then not as popular here.
Okay. Well, according to Badu, the 10 sexiest jobs that men can have, number one on the list, bartender.
Hmm.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Number two,
a female bartender, even if she's moderately attractive, gets way hotter just because she's the bartender.
How about this? That's not for women. The bartender's not on the list as far as a sexy job. Can you believe that?
No. I'm not surprised by that. Yeah,
I am too. Actually.
What's the one line of work that you find very hot?
What do
Besides
I?
Besides the obvious of a dancer.
Boy, I will have to say, I'm looking at the list too, and that's hairstylist. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm telling you, they touch your head, they massage you.
Yeah, the massaging of the scalp.
And they always, if you go, depending on where you go, they're always dressed to the nines because they've got to look good because they want you to realize you can look good with what they do. If they look like hell, you're like, I don't know why I'd let you touch my hair and try to make me look good. You look like crap.
I don't ever spend time at a hairstylist and that comes as a surprise.
I know it's hysterical that I do, but I do have some hair and they do cut it. Of course, I'm thinking back in the day.
Because
I had more hair then. Now it's really.
If I had to just lump like the women at the home improvement stores, like the Lowe's and the Home Depot's.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of hotties that work there.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah,
because they're into your world. I mean, there's something about I think a woman that's a little masculine, like or display some masculine energy, like she's cool, chill, she's not drama, that kind of thing. And you might see them at that kind of a store. They seem to be attractive. Yeah.
They also might be sometimes chalking it up to when you go somewhere where you're not expecting an attractive person, like go to somewhere to get your oil changed, like Jiffy Lube, let's just use for example.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a female who's cute. And you're just like, I don't know why. She just gets even hotter because you're just not expecting that, and it's just not the type of job where you thought that would be what you would see, and so it just she gets super attractive because of it.
I'll give you that. Therapist is number
greasy
one.
Greasy and dirty looking too.
Oh yeah, you love the greasy and dirty. Therapist number one on the list for women.
Yeah. Somebody says Badu is the worst app ever.
Okay, all right then. Chef is number two for women. In other words, that's if you're a female chef, you're sexy to a lot of guys. Well, sure, you're going to cook something for me and maybe later. Oh, doctor, of course. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? That's...
I don't want... It's... Because sometimes you got to do the cough thing.
I know. I've got a female doctor.
And that's tough.
I do. And
it takes a lot of thoughts about...
And you're absolutely right.
Nikki Grandma.
Yeah, and my doctor is an attractive woman, and she's younger, and it's like, I can't believe I'm going to have her do this stuff to me. I got to make sure I got to think of baseball stats.
In a weird way, like, what is more attractive, a nurse or a doctor? Just like the title
nurse.
And what they do.
Ooh.
Nurse. Because, I mean, they don't dress like the ones you see in those fun videos.
I know. I'm always disappointed that they're not dressed as a candy striper.
Sorry, Steve. Vicky, you make a good point. That's the number four most attractive. Number five on the list is nurse. So, yeah, you got doctor and nurse on the same list for women if they're both attractive.
To go back to the therapist one, because I mentioned the Lethal Weapon therapist on the show. Somebody says it's Jordana Brewster. She was Mia Torito in the Fast and the Furious franchise and a total smoke show.
Oh, how about that?
She is.
Yeah. So entrepreneur, how about a woman making her own way? Seems is sexy to a guy.
Still think that means that you're unemployed.
Yeah.
More often than not.
Fashion buyer is sexy to a guy.
Well, probably they dress well.
Yeah.
They have good fashion
sense.
They
can dress you well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dentist. Okay. I can see that.
Dental hygienist. They're always hot.
Yeah, they don't. You know what? And they don't have it on the hygienist on the list. Just the dentist. Yeah.
Like my dental hygienist, he is a smoke show.
Is he a smoke show?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, lawyer, as I said. Teacher. Yeah, hot for teacher, of course. These are for women. And then personal assistant.
What about, like, trainer? Like, you see, like, sometimes like the trainer's at the gym.
I could see that being a thing.
I think that would be for both sexes.
Would you feel intimidated by them? Or,
no.
Because, like, sometimes when I'd be, you know, when you're having a low self-esteem day and you're swiping on Tinder and you see a guy who's a personal trainer, you kind of think, they might judge me or they might want to work out and not have sex. So
you're thinking like a girl. If you think like a guy, you'd be like, I'm all over this.
You wouldn't feel, like, self-conscious at all?
Well, with a girl, if she said yes to me the way I look, I have no problem with that.
Well, no, she said yes, but we're going to change the way you look, and you got to work out, you know, 10 miles a day.
Oh, well, I'm not going to be in a relationship with somebody that's going to try to change me, but
who's telling you to do 10 miles a day?
You don't know that yet until you meet them, right,
Vicky? Drill sergeant?
Kind of, maybe.
But, Vicky, I wouldn't swipe left until I was sure. Like, I'd have a high coffee, maybe if I'm lucky we have sex.
You have to swipe right or left before you could talk to them.
I know, but if you swipe right and have a conversation and then they give you a hard time, then you go, I'm not going to be with you. You just swipe left without knowing if they're going to ask this of you. You don't even want the conversations.
Yeah,
I'll take a chance.
It's just Tinder, though.
Oh, so it's just for chicks. It's for me, it's chicks in the military. That camo look, shawing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this one's good. I'm a guy, and I totally agree that therapist is hot. When my wife and I went in for counseling, all I could do was look at the therapist and fantasize about her instead of fixing things with my wife.
That's it. Whoa, boy. Wow. Sorry about that.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.